obviously, that is not, you know. So, you know, there's only one place in the scripture where faith alone is mentioned. It's the book of James. He says, a man is justified not by works, not by faith alone, but works. Because you have to understand, Paul is talking of the works of the law, the do's and don'ts. Abraham hadn't done the set of things that impressed God. Oh, Abraham, you got so many works that you've done. What it is there are works that God does require. There are works that are required for salvation. You have to believe that's a work, for one. But the thing is, God gives it to you that you're able to perform those works. They aren't so much required to get salvation. They are a part of salvation. See, you are saved, and all these things happen to you. You know, salvation, like, it's to me, it's like being saved, quote unquote, would be nothing to me if I was still a drunkard, honestly. All those years when I was drunk and I still believed in Jesus. I was mostly a pot smoker. Drunkenness was sort of like what I filled in when, you know, when the dope ran dry. But all those years in those sins, salvation wasn't really very effective or good for me, honestly. I mean, I couldn't put a price tag on it. It didn't seem worth much to me because my eternity was so far off. But salvation, now, as the scriptures say, now is the day of salvation. Now. I can get saved right now. See, people say, I'm saved. What are you saved from? I'm saved from hell. From the lake of fire. From the second death. And they don't think, well, gee, you know, that's awfully far off, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's like, I'm saved from the train that's going to come here in 50 years. I'm saved from that train. Well, that's, but what about when you step out tomorrow? Well, I'm not going to be saved. Well, I'll be drunk tomorrow, but I'll still be saved from that train that's 50 years away. It's going to. That would hit me, but God's going to save me. See what I'm saying? It's like, salvation isn't worth much unless you're actually being saved from something. Otherwise, it's just a promise of something in the future that's, you know, it's not very tangible. Not that that's not one, I mean, it's wonderful, but it's like, but right now, you're in a rut. And you need to get out of it, right? And so what is salvation worth to you now? Well, it can be worth a whole lot, I'll tell you, if you have faith. It can get you out of your country. It can get you the father of many nations. Now, to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt, meaning God owes you. Meaning, if God was doing the basic, okay, Paul wrote me 66 Bible songs, or so it's a lot more than that now, it's like 70 plus, whatever. Paul wrote me all these Bible songs. He wrote this doctrine that I approve of. He wrote that. He gave money here. He provided for his family. He got cursing out of his mouth. He did that. And on one hand, and then we have his sins over here that he still got. The good stuff is outweighing the bad, or even just like say, okay, well, for you did this, Paul, I owe you this. This is a debt. Like, he owes me one. God doesn't owe me anything. Because everything I have, everything I've ever done was given to me from God. From my first breath, my life, even the elements of my personality, even the things that allow me to create music, or to earn money, or to do anything. I mean, if you have a capacity to earn a lot of money, you know what? God gave you that. That's an ability. You think you're so smart. Well, how'd you get so smart? You know, the book of Corinthians in chapter 4 is a verse, one of my favorite verses, chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, what do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as if you hadn't received it? I mean, there's, you know, everything you have in your life, God gave it to you. Because you could have been one of the countless, unnamed, unborn. Like, I could have a billion children based on my genetics and all the other people in the world. If we had children together, all these children, billions and billions. I mean, honestly, I think almost an infinite number of people could come almost from just me. If you throw in twins, it's infinite times two. Or times three. And they'd all be separate conscious people, but they don't exist. They don't live, and you're already alive. So God's already been good to you. He's given you life. Whereas other people are just blackness, nothing. They've never even existed. They're nothing. They have nothing. They don't even have enough to complain that they don't have anything. They don't mind. But you can complain, because you know why? Because God gave you something. And it's not enough. So you figure, he owes me. Now some people, if you were to do salvation on the basis of works, you would say, well, you work so much. I put in all this time for God, and now he owes me something. But unto him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, meaning me, his faith is counted for righteousness, because I'm believing. Now, it said here, grace. What is grace? Grace is, it's said all the time, and it's unmerited favor. It means favor that you did not earn. It is favor. It is, he is being gracious with you. He's being kind to someone who does not deserve it. I think a lot of times people think grace is free, 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 free. Yeah, it's free, but you know what? Grace is supposed to have an effect. It's supposed to teach you something. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says this. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, Jews and Gentiles, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Godly is such a high word. I'm going to be godly. That's a slang. I remember on the internet when I used to play internet games, it was like, that's a godly this. That's a godly mean, because you're like a god in the video game. You're so powerful. To truly be godly. Think about it. I'm like God. I mean, that's like, yeah, you got to be godly in this world, man. You got to be like God. Like God walking around the earth. That's why, like I was talking before, going back to what it means to be a Christian. I'm like Christ. So look at me. You're looking at Jesus. I mean, that's where it goes. That's what the grace of God. The grace, now not the kind of grace that brings you to sin. The kind of grace that let the grace about, you know, let us sin more that grace may abound. And that kind of thinking. The grace of God that brings salvation teaches us that we are to deny ungodliness, worldly love. We are to live this way, sober, righteous, godly in this world.